This is Heather Vail from Success Unwrapped, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. It is the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. On today's show, we're going to be talking about cross promotion. I'm going to talk about some experiences that I did, how easy it was, and the fact that it was free. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You could save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. The problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. We've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world anytime and anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days, no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. For anyone who's a regular listener to the show, if you're going, hey, the show sounds just a smidge different today. Number one, I'm standing next to the Christmas tree in the living room. I'm recording this into my Marantz MD-660. Basically, it's January post... See, that's the only thing I'm really missing is my pop screen. But I had to move my location today. Let's try talking across the microphone. Maybe the P's won't be as bad that way. That is a tip. Instead of talking directly into the microphone like this, talk across it, and then your P's, your podcasting, things like that won't quite pop as much. So there's one tip. So what I wanted to talk about today was, if you listen to the Daily Source Code or the Project Studio Network or the Music Pro Show or probably Audio Gumshoe and a couple other ones, what I did before Christmas was I set up a quick little 1 minute, hey, Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, Mr. Podcaster. Now, I was surprised because I sent this out, I believe, to 5 different people, and each one was somewhat personalized and somewhat not. I kind of made the joke of Happy Kwanzaa Masika and then said something very unique to that podcast. Now, I sent this out, and sure enough, I believe they all played it, and that was very cool. And of course, at the end, they would say, you know, check out Dave at the Musicians Cooler or School of Podcasting or whatever it was I was, you know, cross-promoting with. And so people always say, well, you know, how can I get some more listeners? Now, am I saying that this is going to get you hundreds of more listeners? No, but it's a thing called branding. And the thing to keep in mind here is how I did this. I used a little program called Mixcraft for any non-live recorded podcasting. So what I did was I set up this little jingle at the beginning of it that was kind of Christmas related. And then I dragged that same file out to the 1 minute mark. So I knew this was going to be exactly 1 minute. When I heard the music start the second time, I knew it was time to wrap it up. And the great thing with Mixcraft is you hit record and you can hear what's already been recorded and then just talk right over it. It's very handy. It's a lot like Audacity without the crashing, basically. And so I would basically go record. Hi, Adam. This is Dave from the Musicians Cooler, blah, blah, blah. Good luck to Pod Show. And I set it off to Adam Curry, and sure enough, he played it on the Daily Source Code. Hey Adam, it's Dave Jackson from the Musicians Cooler, a proud member of the Pod Show family, and I just wanted to stop by, say hey, and, you know, wish you a happy Kwanzaa Masika. Yeah, there we go. I think I got them all. You know, to you and, of course, to the Lady P and Christina and, you know, oh, who am I kidding? At the end of this, I'm going to say Scruncher, and you're not going to play this because I'm just a dirty, stinking, filthy Scruncher. But I'm in a hurry, especially now. It's in the holiday season. Who's got time to fold? I scrunch, I wipe, I throw, I go. That's the way I roll, my man. Anyway, just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Looking forward to 2007 as Pod Show continues its world domination, man. Keep up the good work. See ya. Now, how I did that was I recorded that and then just said mix down to MP3, you know, set it off to them, and then deleted that, but kept my intro and outro music. Recorded a second one, you know, hey, Brian Stevens of the Music Pro Show, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, blah, 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 and then mixed that down to an MP3, deleted that, each time leaving the music the same way. And I spit out 5 promos in probably about 10 minutes because I know it's hard to believe, but I would trip over my tongue or say, or you know, or something like that. So it was very easy, very quick. And the one thing I've found out, I do another podcast for musicians called The Musician's Cooler. And it was actually the very first podcast I ever did, and I still do it. And one of the things I do there is I promote a book that I wrote for musicians. And when it comes to branding, they always say, depending on who you talk to, that it takes about 7 times of hearing your name before people will get interested enough in you to maybe go find out what you're about. So I was on the Music Pro Show. I was on a Nashville actual radio station being interviewed there. I was on their podcast. I was on Project Studio Network. I've been in a couple other different places. And finally, it's now starting to show up not only in podcast listeners, but people are actually starting to buy my book, which is a good thing. So keep in mind that when you're doing things like this, A, keep doing it. And there are great services. If you're using Libsyn, check out Kiptronic. That's Kiptronic. They have an automatic feature where you can online say, look, I'll play your promo, let's say 25 times. At the end of my show, you'll play my promo. And that way, if they have a show that's really popular and yours isn't yet, it's an even deal. It's 25 plays for 25 plays. So if you're using that, otherwise you can just contact the people. In this case, I just sent them one and said, here, use it or lose it. Because after all, it took me 5-10 minutes to do these. And other things you can do, if you want to do an ID, hi, this is Jim Jones of the Orange Lamp podcast, and check me out at orangelamp.com. I'm completely making this up because I'm standing in front of a Christmas tree. I know, it's after New Year's and the tree is still up. But, you know, and check us out at orangelamp.com. We could use that as an intro. So feel free to cut one for, you know, the School of Podcasting, and I'll be sure to use that as a show intro. It's a quick, fast, easy, free way to get your name out. And if, again, if people hear you mentioned on this podcast and that podcast and maybe see your podcast listed at Podcast Pickle, by the way, you can actually advertise now on Podcast Pickle for a month for $25 if you've got a little square. And also, just a bonus, if you are a member of the School of Podcasting, you get 50% off any designs at Podcast Design. So there's a little plug for me. And let's get over to our last 5 in 5. We're sitting here with Corey and Jen from the Bucket Podcast. Check them out at bucketpodcast.com. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here's the question. What were the last 5 podcasts that you listened to? Not your favorite 5 podcasts. What were the last 5 podcasts that you listened to? You have 5 minutes. You'll do it in about a minute and a half.
But anyway.
Each of us?
Well, go ahead.
You'll do one, he'll do a second, and we'll do that.
Okay, I listened to The Goddess and Banana. The Goddess and Banana is actually a Second Life podcast. Okay. It's about 2 avatars and their Second Life audio affair. You can find it at gbaffair.com.
I flying in on the plane, I listened to Dig Nation, of course. That's Alex Albrecht and Kevin Rose from Dig doing all the stories of the week from dig.com. And you can get them at dignation.com, I believe it is.
Number 3.
Don and Drew.
You
know where to find Don and Drew, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to remember.
Corey?
What? I know. I know.
He's dropping the ball, man. Come on.
Dude, I have my iPod in my pocket, too. And I
you can cheat. You're allowed to cheat.
All right. Okay, well, good. It's visual aids. That always is cool. Let's see here. It's got to log in now. What was it? Oh, Ask a Ninja. I was listening, catching up on my old episodes of Ask a Ninja on the plane, too.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's looking at me.
Number 4.
It's probably the Daily Source Code. Yeah.
Daily Source Code.
All right, now the final bonus round.
Okay. Oh. let's see.
We've got five. That was four.
I would say Griddle Cakes Radio. I was listening to on the plane too today, and that's Ron Plouffe and Other Ron. You can get them at GriddleCakesRadio.com. It's a really good storytelling podcast. He does original storytelling, and it's featured some of the best voices and some of the most hilarious voices in podcasting, doing like some characters and things. Very, very funny podcast.
Tell me about the Bucket Podcast if I've never listened to it. What are you guys doing over there?
Oh my God, what aren't we doing?
Yeah, it's a kind of a cool mix of the funny stuff from the week, stuff from our lives, funny anecdotes,
tech
situations,
stuff,
tech
movies,
stuff, movies,
TV, potty etiquette.
And we're the only
absolutely
and we're the
important.
Only podcast that features a weekly update on monkey news
the
called
primate
our primate update. So if a monkey has injured someone or stolen, or if there's a monkey escaped from a zoo, or if a monkey has been hidden in someone's pants at an airport, we definitely cover that. So very stuff again. Bucketpodcast.com. Check us out.
All right, that again was recorded live in California at the PME 2006, and as I'm walking around the house now. Oh, also I'm using my Audio Technica 2020 microphone. I'll put a link to that out of the show notes. And really, thank you very much. As always, if you'd like to contact me, my email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Our phone number, 888-563-3228. And to any of the subscribers of the schoolofpodcasting.com, I will be relaunching our students-only podcast very, very soon. And I do plan on having a roundtable discussion before the end of the month. So thank you very much to all my subscribers. If you'd like to be a subscriber, simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the sign up button. And we've got hundreds of resources, hours of tutorials, and little old me to help you get going in the right direction with your podcasting. Thank you very much. Go Bucks. And until we meet again, class dismissed.